Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 71 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, we're covering an important topic, understanding tactics the narcissist uses to bait you into conflict. Yes. According to the CDC, toxic stress from ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences, can lead to difficulties in forming healthy, stable relationships, which can then carry over into adulthood. Enter the narcissist. In some cases, the narcissist is looking for a level of engagement with you where their goal is bigger than just getting your attention, and the stakes are higher, with, in some cases, life-altering consequences. So, identifying and navigating these tactics is a powerful step in reclaiming, even saving, your life, setting boundaries, and focusing on healthy relationships. Let's start by self-regulating with a 4-4-8 breathing exercise, if you'd like. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. Take a deep breath in. 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Notice how that feels. Now, grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor Podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor, do you want to heal after narcissistic abuse? Come and join me in a closure coaching session. This is a 1-hour, one-on-one coaching call that's going to help you disconnect from dysfunction, create your own closure, and begin a long-lasting journey of healing, step by step. Head right now to closurecoachingsession.com. I remember identifying a covert malignant narcissist in my life, disconnecting from that toxic relationship, and redirecting my time, energy, attention, and money towards healing and healthy relationships. They did not like that at all. They even tried to hoover me back into their chaos by calling and leaving me a voicemail threatening to sue me. Sound familiar? And I was so tempted to clap back at this ridiculous pseudo-threat, like, "Oh, really? And what name are you going to put on the court docket since you don't want anyone to know who you are? And, should I buy a new outfit for the occasion? Stilettos or flats? Stilettos or flats? Stilettos or flats?" Then I realized that I'd be feeding the beast by participating in this social dominance game. So I resisted, leaving the narcissist to grapple with my silence while I focused on self-care. Game over. Here are 4 tactics the narcissist uses to bait you into a fight. Number 1, threatening litigation. Narcissists often use legal threats to intimidate and control you. They may threaten to sue you or take legal action as a way to manipulate you. They may use passive or indirect threats that they have no intention or the means to carry out, like the one I got. And in that case, it's more of a scare tactic. But if the narcissist does have the means to follow through, it could be an attempt to drain and disable you financially. For you, survivor, stay grounded through breathing exercises like the one we did at the beginning, meditation, documenting your truth, and seeking legal advice if you need to. Number two, taking something away from you, whether it's possessions, opportunities, your sense of self or self-worth, custody of your children, narcissists thrive on taking things away from you. This is an attempt to assert dominance. Notice how you're being treated and how it feels when something is being withheld from you unfairly, and assert your rights to reclaim what's yours. Number three, projecting their bad behavior onto you. Narcissists often project their own negative traits onto you. They may accuse you of being controlling, manipulative, abusive, slanderous, when they're the toxic one. And this is to avoid pain and shame of their behavior and any adverse experiences that are fueling the behavior. Don't carry their baggage by internalizing their projections. Focus on the facts, maintain your integrity, and hold them accountable for their actions. They will not want to deal with you when you do this. Number four, deploying flying monkeys. Narcissists will enlist others who they can control and manipulate to berate or hoover you even after you've disconnected from them. Flying monkeys allow the narcissist to do damage from a distance, so to speak. They serve as allies in their lies, and they provide a false sense of power. Recognize these attempts to use others, who, quite frankly, the narcissist doesn't even care about, to manipulate you. Set firm boundaries. Focus on building and maintaining healthy connections with people who support and uplift you, not tear you down or rip you a new one. Let's recap four tactics the narcissist uses to bait you into a fight. Number one, threatening litigation. Number two, taking something away from you. Number three, projecting their bad behavior onto you. And number four, deploying flying monkeys. Remember, social dominance helps the narcissist rise to prominence. Thanks for tuning in, Survivor. You have the power to end the abuse cycle, and you are the prize. So keep prioritizing your mental health, setting boundaries, and surrounding yourself with supportive people who uplift you. And let me know how I can help. Take care, and I look forward to hearing from you.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.